Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number three is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, as he always is. And I will do my best this hour to not make this all about me, Kurt, because I have questions as well when it comes to, you know, because I had a place burned to the ground. So, yes, you know, I got lots of questions when it comes to different things. I'll do my best to not make it about me, but still give everybody else information at the same time.
Well, that's interesting because there's a lot of people that lost their homes up there.
Well, they did. And so these are general questions, probably.
Yeah, they're pretty basic. What do they do? How do you do it? Some of your concepts they may not be aware of, but there's all kinds of options you have.
So we might go through a few of those. I know we've got notes on your end, but The reality is we'll just let this go as needed and get things done and handled. By the way, if you have a question on anything at all, we usually get a few questions on, you know, what to do in your world when it comes to a mortgage. By the way, nobody knows who you are. So if you bring us a question, we don't know you from Adam. So Feel free to call in, ask a question. Could be a question about you, family member, kids, whatever. You're welcome to ask Kurt a question. That's why he's here once a month, 303-477-5600. So I guess first off, everybody's going to want to know, especially now with more shutdowns in Colorado. We've got, you know, maybe a new presidency coming into play. We don't know yet exactly that. The verdict is still out. What do you see rates doing in the future? Where are they now? Where are they going, I guess?
Rates are pretty much staying the same. They're still staying on a 30-year between 2.5% and 3%. You can get rates lower on a 30-year. It just depends on, do you want to pay for it? And some people say, I never want to pay to buy my rate. Well, you got to.
It depends.
It depends on how long you're going to keep the house.
Folks, this is math.
It's just numbers.
That's all it is. It's math. And the way to look at that, real quick, to jump in with Kurt, is depending upon what the amount they're charging you is versus how much it lowers the rate, you look at what your payment savings is versus what is it costing you to get that lesser payment, and then you figure out, okay, how many years does it take to pay that back?
I have a guy right now, he's pulling out $75,000 on a cash out. If he gets this rate with no cost versus that rate with a cost, it will take him 27 months to recoup the cost of that rate.
So there you go.
It's $65 a month, though, in savings. Well, he's not spending $75,000 to get rid of the house in 2 years.
Right.
It makes sense to do it.
If he's going to stay in that for more than two, then go ahead. Now, I just did that on, you know, the cabin that I bought up in the mountains that burned to the ground. Kurt and I went through that together. And on that particular situation, for me personally, to buy it down, and Kurt and I talked about this, I would have had to have kept that mortgage for at least 8 years.
Correct.
On a 15-year mortgage. Well, I kind of looked at that and said, you know, I'm liable to probably have the thing paid off by then anyways. I'm not willing to pay that up front.
That's what you do. You just look at the numbers.
Because in that case, I'm just paying rate. I'm not paying the mortgage down. I would rather take that money, put it towards the actual mortgage. And now, hindsight, which actually I look at now and think, I'm glad I didn't because now it's not there any longer. I may do something completely different I don't know quite yet. I would have been a waste of money if I'd done that.
You'd have wasted $2,000, $3,000 in that process. That's correct. But you have to look at it.
It's math,
not.
Folks.
It's not an automatic thing. It's just math.
So yeah, and folks, I say this all the time, and I really sincerely mean it. If you don't know math, find someone that does, because it really is simply just sitting down, looking at the numbers, looking at the figures. And by the way, having somebody double check your math, even if you're a good mathematician,
Right. Have
someone double check and look over your figures and say, okay, yep, that all makes sense. It all looks right. It's correct. Or I think you missed something here.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
The worst I can say is you're right. After that, it gets better.
Thank you. That's
it's
all
pretty
it takes.
Simple.
So again, folks, and this is something that you're going to hear, by the way, all over the internet. Now that I'm actually talking about this, I will now get ads for mortgages popping up with rates attached to them because that's how social media and things work. And a lot of you that are listening to me, the same thing is going to happen to you, especially if you're near your phone and I'm actually talking and the phone hears me. That's how these things work, folks. Now, you're going to get ads for all sorts of things that look really, really good. And I'm not saying they're too good to be true. You just got to read the fine print.
Yeah, turn it over, read the back.
Because in a lot of cases, they'll tell you exactly what that means at that, you know, 1.9% 15-year mortgage.
Right. What's the cost? What's the APR? There's a simple way in comparing loans. If you're looking at the loan amount and the payoff or purchase, if you're looking at the loan amount, am I bringing cash, taking cash? What's my payment? Right. There's just a couple things to compare with, and you're going to find out the true cost.
It's really not complicated.
No, it's really not.
So again, folks, this is really pretty simple. If you got a question for Kurt, call us 303-477-5600. So where do you see rates headed down the road? I know temporarily I'm a believer, and I think you are as well, that right now this is a cup of coffee that's really full to the brim. If they upset it, something's going to spill. So they're not dinking with it right now.
In all the research I've done on that, because I get that question all the time, is the feds have come out consistently and said, we are not raising rates, period, end of story. And they are saying they're not going to do it for all of 2021. Now, what that means, the rate's going to stay between 2.5% and 3% on a 30-year fixed.
Okay.
It's going to vary. This month it's there, this month it's there.
Right.
Those things are. Now, if the economy decides to go south, like it did in 08, but maybe not as bad, you can expect the rates to at least stay there, maybe even drop a little bit more. Because if the economy's not doing well, the last thing in the world you want to do is stop the flow of money and people doing things. Because even in 2008, there were people that were W-2'd and making money and doing and buying homes and refinancing it because their income was solid. It affected more the self-employed people, which affects part of it. So the rates are, I anticipate if the rates move, it'll be June or July of next year.
So we got a ways.
You got a ways.
So some of you that have really kind of maybe been on the fence trying to think about what do I do? Do I own a home, not own a home? One of the things we're going to talk about today as well is, you know, just where our, you know, where our home price is heading. I've got an idea on that. You know, Kurt, I'm sure does as well. We'll talk about some of those things as well as we go through the rest of this, like 45 minutes of the program left. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll come right back. Again, Kurt Rogers with me, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Chino's Auto Service is next, folks. It's Chino's with a J. Anything you need for your vehicle, bumper-to-bumper service, and they really do specialize in front-end work. They're your place to go. 303-794-6700 or find them at chinosautoservice.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage with us. And by the way, if you've ever done anything mortgage-wise, you've not done it with Kurt, you're missing out. And what I mean by that is he makes the process about as simple as anybody will make it, and I really do mean that sincerely. I'll add to that, if you're self-employed and you've gone through a mortgage in the past, which most of you that are self-employed probably have, they really pretty much want everything but the firstborn, and sometimes even that. Kurt understands that fully well, and what I will tell you is Kurt works with underwriters that frankly get it. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to come back and get more documentation at times, because that's just what underwriters do when you're self-employed. But I will tell you this, he typically knows on the front side what's needed in that particular case, and there's a lot less monkeying around with Kurt than there ever has with anybody I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
You're right. Self-employed does require more.
Yeah. And even though we typically, you know, learn how to make it through tough times, when somebody with a job that gets laid off can't.
Right.
I never have understood that part. Doesn't make any sense to me, Kurt. It's just the way the world works.
It is just.
Right.
The lenders classify the risk as higher. So they make you jump.
Even though in my whole entire time I've owned homes since 1986, I've never missed a payment. That's the way it is.
And see, and we've talked about this. That's actually one of the tough things as they're shutting things down and going through it. They're affecting 40 to 42% of the people out there that are working are self-employed, and they're affecting them at a much greater risk than instead of the big boxes.
Right. That's right. No, and that's why they're more concerned about you being self-employed.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. Okay. So given the fact for everybody listening, if you've thought about doing anything on a home, buying a home, selling a home, refinancing a home, you know, most of the rates, at least at this point, are pretty much going to be, in our opinion, stable. Where I think you need to be a little bit more careful is some of what Kurt just said. So let's say you're a business that they consider to be in a high risk of shutting down area. I would suggest that if you're still open for business and things are still rocking along and you got good P&Ls and you're going to have good tax returns, I would get something done sooner than later.
Without a doubt.
Just my advice.
Yeah, without a doubt. Right now, because values are so high, if you're still able to produce and get within 15% of what you've been doing over the last year or two, take advantage of it now. Give yourself that opportunity to have that money because it's going to go away.
So let's talk about the asset manager loan for a moment. I know it's not in my notes here, but I think it's a big deal. It's one of those things where once we explain it to folks, and I've got another fellow that I'm consulting with that's I think just closed on finally his asset manager loan. And it took me a little while to get things going there. And typically it does, because for everybody listening, the asset manager loan is, for me personally, not hard to understand, but for a lot of folks, because it's not a traditional mortgage.
Correct.
It's a loan. Think of it that way. It's not a mortgage, it's a loan. It's right. A big line of credit, actually, on your house is what it really is.
Truthfully, yes.
You got a house that's worth $500,000. They'll typically give you that line of credit up to about 80% of what that $500,000 is.
So you got $400,000.
$400,000. So let's say you owe $200,000. What you do now is you get an asset manager loan. You pay off the first mortgage with that line of credit that's up to $400,000. You now have on your line of credit $200,000.
Correct.
So what you do with that $200,000, though, is you dump as much money into it as you possibly can all month long, all year long.
Correct.
Every day. In fact, if any money comes in, you just go dump it on the loan. Doesn't matter how much. It could be $20, could be $200, could be $10,000. Doesn't matter. You dump as much money in as you possibly can. So that means everything from somebody reimbursed you for dinner, you just got your paycheck, you just sold a lawnmower, whatever. I don't care what it is. You dump that money on the mortgage, right?
And you're right. And the reason that that becomes important is it's simple interest versus compound. Simple interest loan means as your payoff goes down, your payment goes down.
That's right.
And your interest rate goes down.
The interest that you're being charged goes down.
Even if you spend the money before the end of the month, every day it sits there, it's still driving it down.
Right.
So your money is working for you before you spend it.
For example.
Yes.
We'll use that same $200,000 balance that's now on that line of credit. Because it's not a principal and interest payment, you're liable, depending upon how you actually structure and how much money comes and goes on that particular loan that month, you might have a payment that's $800 for the month.
On $200,000, your payment's about $665.
There you go.
I just know because okay. I run the numbers.
So there you go, folks. Now, on a traditional $200,000 mortgage, it's going to be, what, $1,100, $1,200 roughly?
$1,200 to $1,250.
Okay.
Yeah. On a standard 3% loan.
So, folks, you get the math on how this works. So where, you know, you would have normally spent, and by the way, that other loan we just talked about, that other mortgage type, that 30-year mortgage that's at $1,100 a month, in the beginning, about $1,000 of that's interest.
Correct.
Not the other way around.
Correct. And it goes down about $1 or $2 a month.
Because it takes you about 15 years on a 30-year mortgage to start getting to about half and half.
That's right. You're very close to that. 16, 18 years is before the principal payment and the interest payment equal.
Right. So on the front side, that means it's all, for the most part, interest that's going into that. Now, in the asset manager loan, basically the large line of credit, to Kurt said a moment ago, for every dollar you're putting on that loan, you're lowering your whole principal balance that your interest is now being charged on.
Correct.
For that particular month.
Correct.
That's how it works.
So your payment goes down.
Every month, if you
do it
right.
Which means more of the money you put in goes to principal. It just keeps feeding itself. That's why you're able to pay off the home faster. We're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. In the world.
What got us started on that, by the way?
Banks.
Making money.
Yeah, because it's all front-end loaded.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it. Everybody's like, well, why would a bank loan that much money? Well, think about the interest they're making back. If you look at a traditional, we'll use that same $200,000 mortgage on a 30-year mortgage, you know, you're going to pay back about $400-ish or so?
Yeah, you're going to pay about 65 to 70 cents on the dollar is interest.
Okay, so 365.
You're going to pay about 330 total back for a $200,000 loan.
Yeah, so you're just paid.
And the majority of it's paid in the first 7 years.
Interest.
Interest, yes.
Right. This other loan that we're talking about doesn't work that way.
I don't make those up. Those are just numbers. Look at it.
And by the way, just as a side note, there's lots of laws we have in this country where everything I just explained to you on the front side, no matter whether you're using Kurt or anybody else,
right.
All of that, by the way, is supposed to be given to you on the front side before you ever close on the loan in writing, right?
Has to be within 3 days from the day you say, here's my information. The law says within 3 days, you have to have those numbers. You have to know how much interest you're paying, what the total cost is. It's just called truth in lending. You have to have them in writing from the broker or the lender.
If you don't, folks,
it's a violation.
It's a violation of law. And by the way, if you're not getting those, you want to go do business someplace else.
Not only, in addition to that, the numbers they give you can't go up.
Yeah, it has to be what it is.
That law came out back in 2016. They can't increase the price of an appraisal, title, stuff like they can't do that. So when you're given those numbers, they have to be real numbers because the government figures we should know what they are.
So if that appraisal comes back and it's going to be $495, it can't now all of a sudden be $795.
No.
It has to be $495 or less.
Yep.
It can go down, by the way.
It
just can't go
down,
but
it can't go up. If it goes up, the broker has to pay for it.
Comes out of your pocket.
So guess what? We make sure that it doesn't go
up. Well, there's incentive there to make sure things are accurate. Okay, so anyways, that's how the asset manager works. So let me finish on that as well. So let's say that you're self-employed, and let's say there's a shutdown, and you're a non-essential business, which they're not even using those words now, but you guys all understand what I'm talking. I hate non-essential and essential, but you get where I'm going with this. Let's say you're that restaurant owner, and all of a sudden, you know, front door shut. Your minimal income. You're going to do takeout and some things like that, but your bottom line is definitely being affected. And guess what? You still got to pay the bills. You got to pay the gas bill. You got to pay the kids' tuition.
Got to pay rent.
You know, whatever that happens to be. Rent, you know, you name it. Whatever, you know, the mortgage payment, whatever has to be done has to get done. Well, when you've got this $200K cushion I just mentioned, guess what you can now do? Live off that if need be.
Correct.
If you need to take 15, 20 grand of that and live on that for a month or two to make things work, even 50 grand of that 200, guess what you do? Write a check and away you go, right?
From personal experience, I did it in 2009 when the market, I could pay my people, I couldn't pay me. So I lived on my equity till I could get past that. Otherwise, I'd have gone out of business, my credit score would have dropped had I not had the loan.
Right. So having that type of loan enabled you to do so. And by the way, folks, you can do this up, down, up, down, up, down as many times as you want in a month or a quarter or a year. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Once it's set, it's there. You can use the money and do whatever with it you need to do.
30 years.
It's your money, folks.
That's right.
So where a lot of you are looking at those equities and thinking, oh, you know, well, I'll just refinance when I have more equity. I'll refinance when I have more equity. Well, every time you do that, it costs you money.
And you have to have a job. If you don't have a job, you can't refinance.
And the right numbers and the right ratios right credit scores and everything else has to go with that.
That was part of the problem in 2008 and 2009. People didn't have a job and couldn't access their equity. And when they had this loan, they weren't able
to. Equity, but they couldn't access it.
That's right, because they didn't have a job.
Yeah, because at that point, the bank didn't care if you had 50% equity. If you don't have any job and you can't pay it back, they're out. They're not going to do it.
Banks don't want your home. Because
they want your money.
They want the money.
Yeah, they're not in the real estate business. Yes, they're not. No, they're in the banking business.
They're
making money on money.
That's right.
They don't make money flipping
the
houses.
Number one commodity is money.
Yeah, they don't make money flipping houses, folks.
No, they don't.
Again, the asset manager loan, especially when you're self-employed, it's a great tool, and I mean this sincerely. It's a great tool for you to use along with the other tools you have in your business to not only grow your business but make you financially free. And I know it sounds too good to be true. I think that's the biggest. I had somebody ask me, you know, the guy you just signed up. He said, John, he says, I don't know why we didn't do this a long time ago. I think because it sounds too good to be true.
Yep.
I said, yeah, and it does, but it's not. I mean, you're still paying interest. You still have a loan.
Yep.
You still got to make sure you handle all that correctly. And where this loan doesn't work, for those of you out there saying, why doesn't everybody have it? Well, here's where it doesn't work. If you can't manage money and you're a spendthrift, don't go down this road. It will be the worst thing you could ever do.
Yep.
You have to be able to manage money. Yep. You have to understand how money works. But if you do those two things and you're not a spendthrift, this is the loan for you, bar none.
Correct. And I was going to mention that. If you're not financially disciplined, if you've seen $50,000, and I've said this story before, you decide to go buy a Harley and you weren't planning on it, it's not your loan.
No.
That's not the purpose of the loan.
No.
It's to give you opportunity to buy investments, to spend money in investments, pay off your home faster, take the pressure off.
That's right. That's what it's there for.
That's what it's there
if
for.
If you can't do that, don't do that loan. All right, we'll come back, talk more mortgage stuff. If you've got a question for Kurt, please call us 303-477-5600. If you have a question on what I just said, by the way, I hope we explained that well enough. If not, call us. And we'll explain it again. Extreme Auto Repair. And real quick, I want to add one more thing. If you want more information on that loan and you even want to call me directly or do that, just send me an email or send me a text message. I'd be happy to fill you in. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I have no problem helping Kurt out in that area, because as somebody that has had that loan for now a number of years, I can explain it pretty well. So if you have any questions on that, please let me know. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, by the way. And anything you need for your vehicle, and much like your mortgage, you know, one of your biggest expenses next to your mortgage is your car. Let's save money on that by keeping track of things, making sure you're doing proper maintenance, and saving you money. 15% off any repair right now. Just mention Rush to Reason. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Dr. Julie Marchio, Ascent Health Center, we heard from her yesterday. She's got a great immune pack that she can provide you, especially now going through COVID and all the things that we're doing. Keep your immune system up. And she's also got a great deal when it comes to chiropractic care. So just call and ask her how that works, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your future financial planning needs. And that's exactly what it is. We're talking about your mortgage and how to plan for that and how to save money and make money. All those different things. Guess what? Al can help you with all of that as you go down the road into retirement. 303-744-1128 or find Al at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. You've got a question for Kurt Rogers, please call us, 303-477-5600. I know a lot of you listening are probably thinking, wow, with COVID going on and all this that's taking place, you know, man, I don't know if I want to do anything. Maybe I'll just sit tight. Well, yeah, I'll argue that, though, and say, no, if there's a way for you to get a better rate and save some money and position yourself better for down the road, no, I will disagree. You need to jump on this and call Kurt.
Yeah, there's some things that are going to change next year if the election ends up the way it's designed right now. He's already talked about tightening up the restrictions on CFPB.
Which is?
Consumer Finance Protection Bureau.
Okay.
Prior to Trump, the guy that was in charge, he couldn't be fired. He could do whatever he wanted to do. Well, Trump finally got rid of him, and now they've kind of lightened up to make it easier to do a loan and not so much restrictions. Well, they kind of want to go back to that. The problem with that is it makes the lenders tighten up. What that can cause is rates going up because we're not making as much and less loans to do.
Gotcha.
So it's harder. That's going to affect the self-employed people more.
Okay.
A lot of people aren't aware that's more than likely going to come. Won't come out till maybe February, March, or April next year.
Right.
We're only talking 5-6 months.
It'll take a while.
And even though you could qualify now, and if those things happen, it'll start to affect the prices of homes.
Well, and the other reason why I would say that as well, too, this is something else to think about if you're self-employed. Right now, we haven't finished the year out, so they can't ask you for 2020 tax returns at this point. Why? Because the year's not over, and you can't have them done yet.
That's right.
So the reality is, again, if you're in that world, you're better off to get that done now. Because most everybody knows, and even in the lending world, you're not going to get tax returns done until next February at the soonest, correct?
Very earliest, yes.
At the very earliest. So typically in a business world, they're not even required until March 15th if you have any kind of a corporation or liability, limited liability company. So the reality is you've got a little bit of a cushion there if you're self-employed to get things done prior to having 2020 returns done. Am I right?
That is correct. So it makes it's just more effective. And I'll tell it to people. Home values are up. Home prices are still going up. You're not going to have as much equity today or tomorrow by the end of the year. After that, who knows what happens? But right now it's there. There's an opportunity to be able to access it. So if you need money, it's there.
And folks, we are still very much in a strong housing market in Colorado, and I'll tell you why. I mean, most of you know that I have a cabin up in the where the fire was up in the troublesome fire area. And for grins, I was just looking, okay, what are my options? Do I rebuild? You know, what do I do? How do I handle this? So on and so forth. So I just started looking at, you know, hey, what's that area? What are the communities up there doing when it comes to, you know, prices and homes and how fast are things selling and so on and so forth? And the reality is for all of the regular, what I would call, you know, generally priced homes, so that 400 to, you know, 800, 900K mark, which I know sounds high, but that's what that area is doing right now.
Average.
That's where it's at.
Yep.
The majority of the houses listed on the market say pending.
Yes.
In other words, they've got a contract on them already. There's an offer already sitting there. So my point is, when you've got, by and large, 80 to 90% of the homes that you're looking at say pending, that means we're in still pretty strong market.
I've been doing this a long time, and for about the first time in 5 years, I've seen that we are about 15 to 21 days supply of homes.
That's not very much.
That's terrible.
It's nothing.
That is definitely a seller's market. The bidding wars are there. Normally, you want to have about 120-day supply.
Yeah, and because here's the thing, folks. You know, we want it to be, most of you listening want this, you want it to be pretty fair on both sides. You know, you don't want necessarily a seller's market. You don't want necessarily a buyer's market, because if you're trying to sell the home and it's a buyer's market, you know, you don't make out as well. On the same token, if it's a seller's market, the buyers don't make out as well, because now you have bidding wars. You need that sort of happy medium.
Yes.
To where, you know, Kurt just talked about a moment ago, where you've got a good length of inventory time there to where it balances itself out. So it's not necessarily a buyer's market. It's not necessarily a seller's market either. You're going to have pockets, I realize, that are going to happen, you know, in certain homes and so on. I'm not getting into that. But in general, you want a nice balance so that it's fair on both sides.
If it's a buyer's market, your rates are higher. If it's a seller's market, your rates are lower.
Okay.
It's just the history of how that works. And if you put them right between, you're going to get good rates and fair prices.
Which is what you want.
That's what you want.
And by the way, you want that for both, you know, on both ends, because if you're selling, you want to get a good rate out of your house, because you're going to typically be buying again as well. So you want to make sure that you can buy also. Now, for some of you out there that have the ability to play that market a little bit and be the seller when it's high and maybe be able to do something where you can, you know, buy again when it's a little bit lower, you know, that's all fine and dandy, although we haven't had that low for several years now in Colorado.
No.
So I don't know how you play that market on that end of things.
It's pretty gutsy. Some people will sell their house and rent, hoping to get to the buyer side. And I mean,
now you're
that's
wasting money renting.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You're making
of
somebody else's mortgage.
Yes, correct. I agree.
Basically, when you do that. So again, folks, there is some, and this is one thing I'm always quick to say. I say this to family members all the time. They hate me when I say this. Take the emotion out of everything we're talking about. Look at it factually, numerically, and do what's best for you and your family and your future, and that's how you should look at it. And I will tell you this as well, and I know I'm going to step on toes when I say this. Please don't get emotionally attached to a house. It's a box. That's it. It's a box with air inside of it. Anybody else can live in it. As long as the sale price is correct, that baby should be on the market for sale.
Correct.
I know I just hurt a lot of women's feelings when I just said that, and probably some men as well, because some people get really emotionally attached to a house. I'm not one of those.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. I bought my house back in 1991. I hated it the day I bought it. I didn't like the floor plan. I didn't like anything about it, but I wanted to buy a house. Price was right. I bought the house. It's taken me 20 years to change the house to something I now like. But I didn't like the house, but the money was really good on the house when I bought it.
It's all that matters. And the way I look at it, that's all that matters. And
I can change the house. I couldn't change the money.
I've said for years, even the current home I own today, if somebody wanted to buy that thing and it was the right price, it came along, I'll move.
I'll find another house.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I need to. I'll move. I'll live in an RV if I have to. Whatever. I mean, I'll move. I just don't look at it on that sentimental side of things because I don't see sentiments in items. I see sentiment in people, not in items. I guess I'm different.
Yeah. It's important that I take the same people with me when I move.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
Everything else is relative.
Take the house. I want
that,
the people.
It's a box.
That's right.
But it's what I call it, a box with four walls. And most some might have five, but you get my drift.
Yes.
In most cases, it's a square box. So, all right, when it comes to this process, we've talked a lot about rates and where they're going, where they're headed, the time, you know, the timing and all of that. What kind of time frame should people plan on buying, refining?
If you're purchasing a home, you can actually, from the start, from the time you give the paperwork in, you can figure 20 to 25 days you should be able to close.
Okay.
Because the lenders are making sure that they move purchases along pretty quick simply because of the market. There's so many things that are happening. And if you're buying a home, you got people that are moving.
Okay.
You're refinancing, you have time to sit. A refinance is taking anywhere from 30 to 45. Some lenders are 60. I don't normally deal with them, but there are some lenders that are going 60.
Okay.
The process requires, and you can cut a lot of time off the process, is when you start, whether it's me or somebody else, and they give you a list of documentation, get it all up front. Get as much of it as you can.
That was going to be my next question, is how can folks be more prepared on the document side?
If you get all that stuff that's asked for up front, it gets in quicker, and it goes through the underwriting faster. Now, a lot of people get upset when we're asking for, it seems like, documentation over and over again. Understand, again, whether it's me or another company, the broker is not asking for the documentation because they're trying to be painful.
No.
The lender wants the documentation because in order for them to loan you the money, they need this.
Yeah. Underwriting's asking for X, right?
If you don't understand, ask the broker, but it doesn't change it. Why do I need tax transcripts, W-2s, and tax returns? The main reason you need all three of those
proven
to do a
income.
Loan is prove you're not committing fraud.
And proving income, right?
Proving income. And
got to make sure things match,
what you
folks.
File with the IRS is what's on your tax return, which matches your W-2.
By the way, just as a side note, if you're self-employed, I'll give you a few other tips of things you probably should go ahead and round up on the front side.
Yes.
Go ahead and get your bank statements on all the accounts that you have money in,
yes,
personal and business.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and get the last couple of years ready to go because they're going to ask for those.
Yes, they are.
You're going to need a copy of your driver's license, by the way. You're going to need a copy of the last 2 to 3 years, two at least, of business tax returns.
Yep.
And by the way, if you have three or four entities that are A1s, filing returns.
All of it.
All of them. Even if you're a partner in somebody else's, you're going to need those.
Yes.
That's how it works.
They're going to ask for it.
You might as well just get those ready on the front side. And by the way, most of you, if you're really doing business correctly, and Kurt knows this about me, you already have most of those electronically where you literally just hit, okay, here it is, send, here it is, send, here it is, send. And away you go. It's not a big issue.
Correct. And you need a P&L, and a P&L is simple. I can show you how to fill one out, take the information you have, how to put it together. You don't need to go to your CPA and get one. It doesn't have to be audited.
No.
They just want a P&L that matches the bank statements. You're good to go.
Again, folks, these are just common things you need to have kind of at your fingertips. But by the way, a lot of you that are doing business, and this is what I consult my clients on a pretty routine basis, you know, kind of talking out of the mortgage box for a moment, but I coach all of my clients where you should have these things. You know, you should have your budget, your break even, where you're at, your P&L, you know, your asset sheets. I mean, these are all things that you should have readily available at a moment's notice to be able to provide to most anybody as needed. So if you're doing business correctly, none of what I'm saying should be a big deal. It should already be at the literally, I've got a folder on my laptop that sits here that's ready to go, that's in the cloud, that I can send to Kurt at any given moment.
Well,
there it is.
Every time we've done a loan, my processor says the same thing. She says she likes your file because when she asks for things, it's okay, we're done. All updated, all done.
It's not hard, folks.
It makes the whole process much easier.
And my point is this. Even as an individual, you should have some of these things done, handled, dialed in, ready to go, and just have them in a folder, Dropbox, on the cloud, on a jump drive, whatever you want. I would keep them secure.
Yep.
Make sure that they're – that's why I like putting them out in the cloud, because typically they're very secure there. I know there's debates on that, but in my world, I think that's very secure. Kim, you're up next.
Hi there. I'd like to ask a question about the title lock companies. Are they real?
What'd she say?
Say that again, Kim.
I'd like to ask a question about the title lock companies. Are they real?
Yes, they are real.
Is the title lock something that needs to be done?
It's I refer to title lock about the same way as I refer to gap insurance on a car loan, saying that if you wreck your car and the payoff is $20,000 and the value is $17,000, this gap insurance pays the difference. Can that happen? Yes. The title insurance basically does the same thing, that somebody doesn't come in and take your title away from you. There's ways to check that on a regular basis. You can buy that insurance. I haven't seen it at the point that it's a fear factor, I think, at this point. I don't see a lot of people trying to do it because the insurance, the title insurance companies are pretty accurate about making sure that that doesn't happen. But I know about it,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering about it because they're always scaring people on the radio with these commercials, and it seems like it's a scam.
It's not a scam. It is something that is happening. Many years ago, there were many people down in Florida. They were going after the elderly, and they were doing quitclaim deeds on homes and taking homes away from the elderly, because all your paper, your documentation is filed with the state. So somebody can go in the state, it's public record, grab it, and say they now own the home. So that's kind of how they're accessing the information. And that was happening to a lot of senior citizens down in Florida. So what they basically come out with is insurance to protect that from happening. Could it happen? Yes. Insurance.
Does it happen in Colorado often?
I've talked to my title companies, and they haven't seen it a lot here.
Okay, because I was just wondering about it.
No, great question. No, Kim, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. Okay. Thanks for the question as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Again, we're with Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kevin Flesch is up next. So speaking of legal questions, we just had a moment ago. That's where Kevin Flesch comes into play. Whether it's something on the house, a real estate question, something on the car, accident, you name it, Kevin is there for you. It's Flesch and Beck Law Firm, Flesch. Kevin Flesch, call him at 303-806-8886.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesch.
You know, I have some really hard conversations, and conversations that I don't expect some days, relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Novus Auto Glass, and yes, they want to make sure that you can see clearly, especially now with our earlier night that shows up sooner. Make sure that you can see properly. That's everything from the windshield, side glass, including the actual headlamps, and they can help with all of that, by the way. Find a location near you at rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Don't try to navigate the maze of Medicare alone, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options clearly so you don't make a mistake. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Your local enrollment center, GIA Risk Management, is certified by Connect for Health Colorado, Colorado's official health insurance marketplace.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers with me from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Okay, so Enchanted Kitchens is coming up in a moment.
Yes.
Which is, by the way, a great contact that you gave us anyway, so it's
great
relationship.
Great people.
How does all that work? I know there's folks out there listening that, you know, we hear about Enchanted Kitchens, we hear about Mighty Hand, doing some remodels, fix up around the house. Maybe some people have cash, maybe they don't. How do they tap into the equity and make some of those things happen?
Well, like you've talked about, we've talked about the asset manager. That's one way you can refinance, take cash out. Understand, when you're going to do home improvements, minimum you're going to get in most cases is 50 cents on the dollar. If it's any kind of kitchen, windows, hardwood floors, bathrooms, those areas are going to give you 50 to 90 cents on the dollar. Some will give you quite a bit,
okay,
depending on what they are. So that, if you don't want to refinance your first because you're sitting at a rate of, let's say, 3 1/8, it's really not worth it to go try to drop down to 2.75. It's not going to save you enough money and go through that expense. I recommend going out and getting a second mortgage for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Get it for a little bit more. It'll protect you in case you need money. Only take what you need. Pay it off as fast as you can. You've got a little bit of a line of credit there. That's the simplest, cheapest way to do it.
Does the lender, make sure I say this correctly, I was going to say bank, but does the lender require, because I think that's what a lot of folks would be asking, do they require any kind of a design on the front side from Enchanted Kitchens or costs or anything like that, or is it strictly done off the equity in the home?
It's off the equity of the home, period. Now, you can get loans for some kind of, they're called rehab loans. You can get those for up to $150,000, $200,000, but in most cases, you're going to spend like I told you, the guy at 75, that's what he's going to do. He's going to do some modifications. It's $75,000. He's got $300,000 in equity. It's a simple process for him.
Okay. So they can pull that money out, get that kitchen done. One thing that we need to continue to remind folks of, let's say you do that and you decide down the road, I'm going to sell the place, and you've done the remodel correctly and all that. What's the return on that investment?
If it's, like I said, on a kitchen, it can take you, kitchen hardwood floors are going to give you closer to 60 to 80%. So if you spend $30,000, you're going to pull back about $23,000, $24,000.
And you get to live in a lot nicer area while you're doing it,
right? That's right, yes.
Okay.
So
it's worth doing. That's the bottom line that we're trying to get to.
Those kind of things, yes, are definitely worth doing.
What are the types of upgrades? I know we got about a minute or so left here. What's the kind of upgrades that aren't worth doing? That you really don't, I mean, maybe it's worth it to you, but you're not getting any value out of it.
Putting carpet. Changing carpet does nothing because the house already has carpet. Whether it's new or not, it's not going to really affect the house. Putting on a porch. Porch really doesn't add that much value. Garage door adds, actually, percentage-wise, more than putting on a porch. Paint is free. That's the best thing to do, is paint your house. That's
dollar. That's an easy one.
Yeah. Just make sure you get the right colors.
Like some folks want to go through and do upgraded doors inside, interior doors.
No.
Probably not getting much value, right?
No. Change the lighting? No. Redesign a bathroom? Windows will give you some of it. They're closer to the 50% range.
Okay.
Because a house has windows. We're talking about taking it from something that's basic, you know, linoleum floors, plywood cabinets, and you're upgrading to the 22nd century. It's going to matter.
All right, folks, again, Enchanted Kitchens is next, and everything we're talking about with Kurt, you can find out from Enchanted as well. Give them a call today. It's easy. Go to klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, But you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One last question I have for Kurt Rogers, and I know you got to give your disclaimer, so give your disclaimer so I don't run out of time.
7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 80110. Phone number 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We are an equal credit lender. And our email address is aimortgage.net.
Okay. So one thing I know that may come up at times is, hey, I'm living in my house right now. I'm making the mortgage payment. Why can't I qualify for a refi?
Because when you qualify for that, when your income was different and the qualifications were different, they used to go up to 50 to 55%. Now they're closer to 45%.
Because I'm guessing that's a question you get probably.
Yeah, I'm making the payments, you know.
Yeah, and everything's
people,
great.
Yeah, people talk about, you know, well, I'm making my payments. Why is my score not higher? Your credit score, 38% of your credit score is making your payments on time. That means there's 62% or other factors. It's the other factors that keep your score down.
All right, folks. With that, we're done for today. Tomorrow, we are going to do movie reviews, Andy, Richard, and I on family movies. So start texting those in to us, 307-200-8222. In the first hour, we've got some high school kids that are seniors that are dealing with COVID, remote learning, all these things. We're going to talk to them and get an idea of how this is affecting their senior year and what they're doing to overcome that and still have a positive outlook when it's all said and done. So we'll enjoy that. And then 5 o'clock hour, it's Christianity in Politics. So we'll be right back tomorrow. Don't forget, first hour is next. We'll see you tomorrow, though. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.